Welcome to Talks from the Bible. The former treatise have I made, O Theopolis, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. Acts 1:1-4. The Acts of the Apostles informs us of the work of the Apostles, following the ascension of Jesus Christ into heaven, where he was seated at the right hand of God, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Hebrews 1:3. Following the ascension, as the apostles waited in Jerusalem, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:1-4. The gospel of Jesus Christ was preached, whereas there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Acts 2:41. They who were added heard through the mouth of the apostles the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. Acts 2:41. This act of faith was according to the instruction that Peter had given, as they asked of him, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said unto them, "Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2:37-38. As their sins were washed away in baptism, they were saved and became the church, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1:7. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Acts 2:47. The book of Acts is God's revelation of the beginning of the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the establishment of his church. "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Matthew 16:18. As the gospel is heard and obeyed, the church continues to grow and prosper, as saved souls are added unto her. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.